The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Natural fact, just keep walking, I don't want you back. It's why you've been a fool too long. It's wise, pretty mama, you're about to lose your happy home. Think you smart, doing just what you please. Everything you learn, you know you learn from me. Get wise, you've been a fool too long. Get wise, pretty mama, you about to lose your happy home. Lie and cheat, there'll be no more living on the easy street. Get wise, you've been a fool too long. Get wise, pretty mama, you're about to lose your happy home. Doing just what you please. But everything you learn, you know you learn from me. Get wise, you're about to lose your home. Can't you hear me calling? You have been such a fool too long. Lying and cheat, no more living on the easy street. Get wise, you've been a fool too long. Can't you hear me calling, mama? You're going to lose your happy home.
The distinctive harp playing of Rod Piazza. It's K together with the Mighty Flyers, taken from the album which came out in the summer of this year called Thrillville, and that is called Get Wise. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course it's an MP3 file on some sort of music player, which could even be your PC. My name is Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. First one of November, which is the weekend of Bonfire Night here in the UK. I know we've got many Americans listening who have got no concept. It's all to do with a guy called Guy Fawkes, who tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament, the equivalent of your Congress, failed. And since then, we celebrate every 5th of November with bonfires and fireworks, and which means the skies are going to be full of smoke and mellow wistfulness and some big bangs, too. In the course of the programme, we've got some new releases and some old ones, too, and some old friends along the way as well. Here is somebody we have only featured a couple of times on the show from the album which came out at the early part of last year called One of These Days. His name is Piney Brown, and this is a track called Ain't It a Shame.
In Birmingham, that's a little place called Alabama. And every 4 years, about this time, when election time rolls around, they promise this, oh, they say I do that, but you ain't gonna get a damn thing back. You got to promise me. Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? You know it's a low-down, dirty shame. Ain't a shame. What a shame. It just gives me aches and pains. Ain't a shame when someone up and lies. They say you owe tax to this country. You living here in all this liberty. They say you don't have a doggone thing to worry about. All you got to do, put your trust in me. They lie to you. Ain't it a shame? Hey, what a shame. You know it's the low down. You dirty shame. Ain't a shame. What a shame. The low down dirty shame. Ain't a shame. With someone stuck their hooks in you. They say you owe tax to this country. And all this liberty. They say you don't have a doggone thing to worry about. All you gotta do, put your trust in me. What a shame. It was a shame. You know it's a low down dirty shame. Ain't a shame. What a shame. The hooks in you.
He's an original American Indian. His name is Piney Brown. He's a good age, I would guess, into his 70s now. And that's the album from last year called One of These Days. And it's a track which is called Ain't It a Shame. It's the Raven and the Blues, and let's move now to an album we first featured a couple of weeks ago now when I got hold of it through eMusic, although it originally first saw the light of day back in 1979 or thereabouts. It's been reissued and retitled. It was originally just Carey Bell with his son as part of the band, really, but now it's being advertised as Carey Bell and Lurie Bell together in a way. It's called Harp Slinger. It's freshly released and, I guess, a little bit remastered. This is a great, great track called 85%. Bell and Larry Bell. Carry on harmonica there, and the album Harpslinger, and that is called 85%. Okay, making his debut on the Raven and the Blues now, somebody called David DuPont, otherwise Chainsaw DuPont. He is from Macomb in Mississippi, same place as Bo Diddley, and I think also Omar. I think Omar Kent Dykes is also from that town too. I had a look some time ago on Google Earth, and it's not a very big place, and yet for quite a small town, I hope I'm not giving it injustice, but for quite a small town, it's turned out some famous musicians. Anyway, here is an album which is the third in a trilogy, the last therefore, I guess. The Blue Street Trilogy, it's called. And basically what Chainsaw DuPont has done, way back in 2003, he did an album of the Chicago blues style, which he called Lake Street Lullaby. And then 2 years later, in 2005, he brought out the album Bourbon Street Breakdown, based, as you probably guessed, on the music of New Orleans. And now this is the third of the trilogy. Came out in August of this year, celebrating the Memphis blues style, and it's called Ghost Kings of Beale Street. And I'm featuring, I think, probably something from him again on the New Orleans album next week, I would guess. But let's do some Memphis stuff now. And therefore, Chainsaw DuPont debut on the program. And this is called Every Little Death.
Magician doesn't show the way, you might just ask the fool. If the fortune wheel don't spin the day, the lovers will not rule. Justice and the hermit and the hangman all agree. The queen of swords and all her court say exactly what they see. Always take the cards you're dealt, but never show your hand. Halfway to the moon is always halfway back to land. If it's death what you fear now, your life is not complete. Every little death in your life makes it twice as sweet. If you draw the ace of pentacles, you walk along a line. If you draw the ace of wands, there'll be adventures in your time. If you need some strength, then grab the ace of swords. If it's love you need, that's what the ace of cups is for. Always take the cards you're dealt, but never show your hand. Halfway to the moon is always halfway back to land. If it's death that you fear now, your life is not complete. Every little death in your life makes it twice as sweet. Of swords. If it's love that you want, that's what the ace of cups is for. Always take the card you're dealt, but never show your hand. Halfway to the moon is always halfway back to land. If it's death that you fear now, your life is not complete. Every little death in your life makes it twice as sweet.
CD, an eclectic tarot prophecy. Every Little Death. David Chainsaw DuPont, the new album Ghost Kings of Beale Street. Picked up some rave reviews from people like Blues Review and some good stuff along there too. And it's a really nice album. And as I say, that's the Memphis Blues style. And next week what we'll do is we'll feature the album featuring the New Orleans Blues called Bourbon Street Breakdown, which Steve also sent me at the same time. Always happy to receive CDs from anybody, be it the artists or the managers or whatever. The address is on the website. All you got to do is go to bfbs.com/R&B and there you will see the address to send CDs, and happy to feature them from wherever you are in the world. Okay, Taj Mahal and the Music Maker album, which we featured about 2 months ago, I guess now, which all originally was recorded, I would think, about 4 or 5 years ago. It's Taj Mahal helping some of the old blues artists of the past just to get a bit of money, really. And here he is with Etta Baker. And this is called Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad. Etta Baker and Taj Mahal together, Going Down This Road, Feeling Bad, taken from the album Music Maker with Taj Mahal, which was reissued again in the summer of this year. If you'd like to drop me a line, tell me where you're listening, so put a photograph even on the Frapper map. I'd love to hear from you, dave.raven@bfbs.com. If you were listening last week, you'll have heard the interview with Ian Siegel, and he was talking about the producer of the album, Matt Schofield, and what a great musician he was, and how often they've been friends a long time, and often they end up playing together as well on stage. And here is a track from the album Ear to the Ground, came out in the summer of this year from Matt Schofield, and this one is called, well, this one's a title track, in fact, Ear to the Ground.
keep your ear to the ground and your back to the wind and rain. And when the sun's on your face, you're gonna find yourself again. Keep your ear to the ground and your back to the wind.
Now you can see what Ian meant when he said last week that whenever Matt came on stage, he just put his guitar down. Ian's a fine guitarist himself, mind you. And the reason why I cracked up a little bit when I was introducing that track was I think I did say Ian and Matt have played together a lot. And this goes back to early 80s, I think it would be. I know the location, it was Gibraltar. And I was talking about a new single from Hank Marvin, I think it was. And yes, it must have been a new single from Hank Marvin. And I sort of made a comment about how much it sounded like Cliff Richard. And then it uttered the immortal line, which had the whole studio cracked up me too, which was, well, I suppose it should sound like Cliff Richard because he and Cliff have been playing with each other for many, many years. The engineer cracked up, I cracked up, and the station cracked up. I wasn't allowed to forget it because it was being recorded at the same time, so it was played every Christmas. Anyway, almost said it again there. And that's Matt Schofield, Ear to the Ground, the album, and that is the title track. Again, we're talking with Ian, and we were talking about how occasionally, and when your band is out of tune and also under the influence, you still can get some really clever performances. Here is Hound Dog Taylor, the band we were talking about last week. Recorded live at Joe's Place back in 1992. Again, as I said a couple of weeks ago, out of tune and also slightly drunk, I guess, too. But here they are with the J.B. Lenoir original and Mama, Talk to Your Daughter.
Thank you. Tokyo Dollar, what?
Well, it's not big and it's not clever. Playing under the influence, but occasionally does work, as Ian said last week. Hound Dog Taylor, live at Joe's Place. It's recently, I think, just been issued on eMusic again, and that's J.B. Lenoir's Mama, Talk to Your Daughter. Talking of live guests, coming up in about 2 weeks' time, I think it is. I've lost the complete schedule, but I think it's about 2 weeks, is somebody who appears pretty regularly just down the road from me at the pub called the Cardinal Wolsey. His name is Tim Hain. His original album, which came out about a year ago, which was then called One Man Went to Mojo, has been repackaged, moved around a little bit, running order changed. I think it's improved it, and it's now called Blege, which is the kind of style of music which Tim is doing in a way, which is blues meets reggae, hence Blege. Here he is with a friend of mine, actually. I haven't seen her for a long, long time. Her name is Jackie Raw. She's got a super, super voice. And featuring on this, really, I think she's actually, it's called First and Last, the duet that she's with. But this is Tim Hain, with Everyone's Talking to Themselves. Listen to the words, very clever.
Just give me 70p just to get on the train. Nah, mum, I just lost my wallet. Get on the train, yeah? I've got a bit of change, but I just need 70p more to get on, you know what I mean? You sure you're gonna spend that to get on the train? Don't worry about that, I ain't gonna spend it on nothing else. I just need to get on the train, man. Come on, that's my wallet, man. Do you care or not, man?
I care, man, but
you gotta help, man.
I've got something better for you, man. I've got this for you.
A drunken gesture in the corner of my eye grab my attention as I hurry on by. A man in conversation with a can of a rocket fuel beer. He muttered something about money, and I pretend I didn't hear. Cause he got a habit I can't afford to feed. And God only knows what the word is on the street. Everybody's talking to themselves. Anybody listening? Everybody's talking to themselves.
This is the soul people talking to you now. What?
See, loneliness does funny things. Teenage mother screams at a little girl who don't hear a word, lost in her own little world. Bear the scars of the thing that daddy called love. Caught up on the wheel of abuse and there ain't no getting out. Little babies having babies and another one on the way. It's a sad situation, getting sadder by the day. Everybody's talking to themselves. Anybody listening?
This is the soul people talking to you now. What?
Everybody's talking to themselves.
Talking to you now.
See, loneliness does funny things. No way up, only one way down. People start to wonder.
Childhood undressed, it seems like
dramas just progress while they're suppressed. While the men I represent bang their heads or make their moves to the rhythm of their criminal record. While I stand up on my mind's legs and pull through from the lamppost. Feed the healthy seeds to the man's most in need of a meal. Unlocking seals and levels in your mind's eye, helping you to see your worth. Dashing devils to their peril, we are vessels of this universe.
Everybody's talking.
Your mind's stronger than the pound, and don't be clowning about around in your town, because eventually you'll drown unless you're swimming with the big fish. A fish is the main course that's served up on the government's dish. Never experience bliss, just a Judas kiss. Victims of cannabis live dreams and wishes like the rest, but we twist some beams and make them bless. We are vessels of this universe.
Everybody's talking to themselves.
Vessels of this universe.
Loneliness can do funny things. No.
Life's tough, life's a bitch, and I've seen her. And she's buff. I swear she ain't on it.
Alright, come back.
You got any money for me, bro?
A mix of rap, reggae, and blues. And hence it's called Blackie. Should be called Leggy Rap, I guess. That's Tim Hain, our guest in a couple of weeks' time, taken from his reissued album, Blege, with some re-recorded things and some remixed things as well, and featuring Jackie Raw on vocals. Who actually is doing the rap part? I've got no idea. It gives a complete list of guests on the album, but doesn't list him. And so, kind of odd. We'll ask Tim when he comes. Okay, if you didn't think that was bluesy enough for you, try this one. One of the standards of the programme over many, many years. I think we featured him on the very first Raven in the Blues back in 1999. We haven't featured him for a long time. Sadly, passed away just after Katrina, because that's where his home was and he was relocated, but I think it broke his heart. His name is Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Here he is from the album San Antonio Ballbuster, and this is a track called Don't Start Me Talking.
Gone down to Roses, stopping Fannie Mae's. Gone to tell Fannie what I heard up our friend say. Don't start me to talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm going to break up the signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack gave his wife $2 to go downtown to get some market. Get down on the street and old John stops her. He knocks her down and blacks her eye. She gets back home and tell her husband a lie. Don't stop me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. She borrowed some money to go to the beauty shop. A fella honked his horn and she began to stop. She said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop to get my hair soaked. Don't stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go.
It's taken from the Charlie Blues Masterworks CD called San Antonio Ballbuster. I'm looking for its recording date. It was reissued in 92, but I think it goes back to about the late 60s, I think, on this particular one. Yes, 1965, in fact, recorded in Nashville. They don't know much about it, apart from the fact it's Clarence Gatemouth Brown with a band. And that's a really good album. And it's sad, you know, Charlie were a great record label and still are in Germany. They still exist in Germany as Charlie Schallplatten. But here in UK, they went to the wall, and so did all the great blues music that they put together, and it's just impossible to get hold of now, apart from in sort of second-hand stores and things, and second-hand stores don't work very well on the internet. Okay, we've got a fair mix of music so far on the programme. We've still got a couple of tracks to come. Let's keep the music kind of wide-ranging, though, and an album which came out in the spring of this year on Northern Blues, the album Slide to Freedom. Here is Doug Cox and Salil Bart, and This is their take, a sort of an Indian style take, if you like, on the blues standard Soul of a Man. Pushing you this week on the Raven and the Blues, extending the boundaries quite dramatically in different directions. Very, very strong Indian influence there from Doug Cox and Salil Bhatt, and on that particular track, Vishnu Mohan Bhatt on the Mohan Veena. The Mohan Vini, you will know, because if you've been listening to the interviews we've done with Harry Manx over the years, is the 19-stringed guitar-looking instrument designed and invented by Vishnu Mohan Bhatt. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful instrument. And there he is there on that particular track. And congratulations, I think, should go to Fred Litvin as well of Northern Blues. It's a brave thing putting out an album like this. It's called Slide to Freedom, Doug Cox and Salil Bhatt. And they're not all as Indian-y, if you see what I mean, as that, but that gives a good indication of how it is. We haven't had very many ladies on the programme. Let's remedy that straight away. Another album from this year, The Way It Feels, Roxanne Potvin, and here she is with I Want to Do Everything for You. Feels the album, Roxanne Potvin, and I Want to Do Everything for You. That's all I'm set for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Do you want to drop me a line? dave.raven@bfbs.com. Website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. A chance to hear the show all over again and follow the links to the artists, all that sort of stuff, really. Let's close with somebody we featured for the first time a couple of weeks ago. This is from the album from 1999 called Louisiana Jukebox. His name is Moon Martin. This is called Get Hot or Go Home. I think I'll go home. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Well, I tried all night. She won't budge. Straighter than a southern judge. Ooh, girl, you know what? It'd be nice to break that ice. Kissing it like a frozen lake. How long are we gonna wait? Get hot. Get hot. Get hot. Get hot. Yeah, hot. Hot or go home. Yeah, yeah. On southern nights,
you can't beat. Kissing girl on a cold sheet. Let's go on the road, make some tracks with a gypsy band, bunch of one-eyed jacks. Romeo, teach me a brand new stroke, and I have you, baby, up in smoke. Get hot, get hot, get hot, get hot, yeah. About my life, well, it's no big deal, just a ride on a roulette wheel. But what I think it's all about,